Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Zayin, top line on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Gemara previously discussed a case where Reuven wanted to sell a Shtach Chayiv to Shimon, and the Shaila was, how could Shimon be Koina? And certainly to be Goyver the actual paper of the Shtar, and Lotza Apitzu Chasei, that even if you do Meshicha, then you'd be Koina. And as Rashbam explained, the Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, and Hachinami, Lagabi Lotza Apitzu Chasei, to handle Meshicha Kishar Metaltlin, however, the Gemara brought a Machlekis as to how to be Koina, the actual Chayiv. The actual debt is not kufa in mamoin. It is not something physical that could be transferred through Meshicha or through Hagbah. And we saw that the Tanakhama in the first Brisa, who we ultimately stated is actually the same Shita as Rebbe in the second Brisa, held that Oisius Nikdis ben Mesira, and if Reuven gives over the Shtach Chayiv to Shimon, then Shimon will be koiner the paper, and he'll also be koiner the actual Shibud. However, we also saw the Shita of Rab Nosson in the first Brisa, that we stated the same Shita as the Chacham in the second Brisa, and held that Oisius is Nixus Bib Mesira Uvishtar, that in order to be koina a shtar choiv and to be koina the actual debt, you not only do you have to do a proper Mesira, but Reuven will also have to write a shtar to Shimon, Knin Lachu V'chol Shibud Rebei, that you should be koina of this shtar choiv, and you should also be koina any Shibud that is in the shtar. And at the end of Daf Ayin Vav Beis, the Gemara brought the memory of Papa, and Rapapa Paskin, like Rab Nosson and like the Chachamim, that the only way to be koina Isis is with Mesira and with the shtar. However, Rab Ash she felt they should be able to be koina shtar just with Mesira alone, and Rav Ashi seemed to paskin like Rebbe. And our Gemara now continues, Amar Meimor, Ameima states, like Rav Ashi, that Hilchasa, the halach is, Oisis Nikdis be Mesira k'Rebbe, that if Reuven wants to sell shtar choyv to Shimon, then there's no requirement for Reuven to write a shtar. As long as Reuven delivers the shtar choyv to Shimon, and Shimon does a kinyan Mesira, then not only will Shimon be koina the actual piece of paper, but Shimon will also acquire the actual choyv. And as Rashbam states, and this is actual psak that we find in Shas that Isis is Nikdis b'Mesira, and there's no requirement to write any shtar. Keep in mind that we will learn the Gemara based on the Gias Rashbam that was Gerus Oma Meima Hilchasa Isis Nikdis b'Mesira k'Rebbe. However, Ayin and Teisa Dilem Aschol Oma Meima Hilchasa Isis Nikdis b'Mesira Rabbeinu Tamil Rinira de Gassinon Ein Isis Nikdis b'Mesira k'Rabbon. The Hachi Hilchasa, and Taisit actually passes like Rabbanon, that the only way that Shimon could be Koina a Shtar Choyv from Reuven is only through Mesira as well as through a Shtar, which was the Shita of Rabbanon, which as we explained is also the Shita of Rab Nosson that we had in the first Brisa on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Keep in mind that certainly Lefi Taisis we will have to learn the Gemara that we will have in a moment very differently. The Gemara continues, Amle Rav Ashi Lameimah Gemara Yisvara, Rav Ashi Is Hameimah is the reason that you're passing like Rebbe, that Oisis Nixus Ben Mesira, and there's no requirement for a shtar based on a kabbalah that you have, or is it based on a svara? As Rashbam explains, that the svara would be the ein hashtar moel klum liktis shtar achal yodoi el b'mesira talya milsa. That it doesn't make sense that you should not be able to be koina in the entire shtar choyv and even the actual debt based on mesira. And lechiras shtar is not adding anything, as the Gemara will define and explain in detail in a moment. The Gemara continues on Malay, a memory sponsor of Ashi. Gemara is based on a kabbalah and it's not necessarily based on a svara. But Amar Rav Ashi states, Svara Namihu, that Lechur, it's also based on a Svara, the Oisis Milin Anu, Umil Bin Mili, Loi Miklin. Really, the Gemara is now saying exactly what the Rashbam previously stated, and the Gemara is basically defining for us the concept of Kinyonim, and the Gemara is telling us that one of the dinim of Kinyonim is, in order to be Koina anything, the only way a Kinyon can work is if one of the items is something that's physical, and either the actual item that you're trying to be Koina has to be a Dovish Yesh Ben Mamashis, or the actual Kinyon has to be a physical act. And for example, as the Mishnah Maseches Kedushin teaches us, that if Reuven wants to sell a piece of kaka to Shimon, then Shimon could acquire the kaka through a shtar. And even though a shtar is not a physical item, as the letters aren't physical, but the maisa, the kaka, is something which is physical. And therefore, in this maisa and in this transaction, we have one side of the transaction that is physical, and therefore a shtar could be koina kaka. Therefore, Rav Ashi holds that since when Reuven is selling a shtar choyv to Shimon, and the actual debt is not something physical, and it's mili ba'alma, and even though it's written in the shtar, but that is only something which is b'ksav, but the debt itself is not an actual physical item, and therefore it would be impossible to be koina something which is not physical with something else that's not physical. Therefore, if Reuven would write a shtar to Shimon, they should be koina this paper, and you should be koina everything that's written in the paper, then Shimon cannot be koina, as you can't be koina something that's not physical with something else that's not physical. And the only way to be koina shtar choyv Yaakov is by performing a Maisi B'Yadayim, and therefore Rav Ashi holds in order for Shimon to be Koine Ashtar, he has to make a Maisi B'Yadayim, and he has to do a Kinyan Masira, but it won't help anything and doesn't add anything by also having a Shtar that's written from Reuven to Shimon. And as Rashbam states, the Oisius Mechirius Shtar Choy Milinu Dvorim Hu Meicha V'Loi Momen Mamish Hilkuch Maisi B'Yadayim Dehainu Masira Hu Ika Kinyason Avo Shtar Acha Loi Mahani D'Milu B'Milu Loi Miknu Shtar Loi Yiknu B'Shtar. And you can't be Koine one Shtar by using another Shtar. The Gemara continues and asks V'Loi, and is it true that you can't be Koine Milu B'Milu and you can't be Koine one Shtar with the use of another Shtar? And the Gemara will now bring three different dinim that are relevant to Shtaris, and ultimately the Gemara will try to bring a raya against this dinner of Ashi for a member that we will see on Daf Ayin Zayin and Beis. But the first part of our Gemara is not necessarily relevant to our sugya. The Gemara continues, "V'amar Rav by Yitzchak Amar Rav," but Rav by Yitzchak stated the name of Rav Shnei Shtaris him that there are two different types of Shtaris and two categories of Shtaris. Number one, Reuven says to Levi, "Zochu b'sada zulu pleni v'kisvloi zeshtar," that I want you to make a kinyan chalipin and be zoicha in my sada, and I want to give as a matana to Shimon, and I want you to be koina based on the din of Zechiah, and we know that Zachal Adam Shloi Bifanov. Reuven also says to Levi that I want you to write a shtar raya for Shimon, that I gave this field to Shimon as a matana. And Lemaisa, at some point after Levi already made a kinyan chalipin and he already made a kinyan suda on behalf of Shimon, Reuven wants to be choiza. Reuven says to Levi that I don't want you to write a shtar, and I really don't want to be makir this suda to Shimon. So Rabbi Yitzchak teaches us that the name Rav choiza b'shtar ve'inu choiza b'sada, that in Chanami at this point Reuven can still be choiza and Reuven can still retract as to giving a actual shtar raya to Shimon. However, certainly since Levi already performed the kinyan chalipin and he already made a kinyan for Shimon, so Shimon was already koina the sada, and Reuven cannot retract on his gift. Even though we explained that Reuven said this to Levi, but Ayin Rashbam that certainly we're talking about Reuven saying this to two people, and therefore they were edim, and Reuven really said this to Levi and to Yehuda. Rashbam explains choiz b'shtar v'afilo amar kisvu utnu, and even if Reuven told Levi and Yehuda, I want you to write it and I want you to give it to Shimon, the choz man shle bol liad mekabel matana yochazel la'akish l'chusay, as at any point that this shtar raya did not reach the hands of Shimon, then Reuven could be choizo and could retract. And it's pasha to ein oisin shtar b'kochir shol noisin, we can't write a document that will be to the detriment of the noisin, the mi'afa koichav matana b'peh. And even though Reuven definitely wanted to give him matana, and we stated earlier that certainly ba'ayin yafuhu noisin, however, le'nichle, to have a matana b'shtar, it doesn't necessarily mean that Reuven wants to give a shtar raya to Shimon, the afagat damir mechesh habatim. And even though the Gemara and Daf Mem stated, kinyan b'fnei shtayim ve'in tzarech lo'im kisvu, if Reuven is selling a field to Shimon, then even if he doesn't say that you should write a shtar, then the din is that you could still write it. The stam kinyan l'ksiva imid, hani minu stoma, that's talking about a case where nothing was stated. The mistoma nichle l'makna sheichtiv shtar l'koina, that certainly the stoma is that someone that's selling something doesn't mind if the koina actually has a shtar raya. However, abel hecha d'machi l'kasfinam b'alkochoi, but even in that case, certainly the din would be that if Reuven says that although I sold this field to Shimon, but I don't want him to have a shtar raya, certainly we will be able to mecha, and we wouldn't write a shtar raya b'alkochoi of Reuven. The Gemara continues, Rav by Yitzchak teaches us the name of Rav, amnach shetichtle es a shtar, choyze b'im shtar b'im esoda. However, if Reuven said to Levi and Yehuda, I want you to make a kinyan chalipin, I want you to make a kinyan suda, and I want you to be koyin the suda on behalf of Shimon, instead of Reuven stating another clause of a kisulois eshtar, Reuven says to Levi Yehuda, "Al menashe tichlois eshtar," that I'm only giving it to Shimon on condition that you write a shtar and you deliver the shtar to Shimon. So in this case, if Reuven wants to retract, not only could he retract regarding the shtar raya, but Reuven could even retract but he gave his gift of the suda, as lemaisa he only gave the suda on condition that a shtar would be written, and lemaisa the shtar wasn't yet written. Therefore, he could be chayza both on the shtar as well as on the sada. And as Rashbam states, "Amenashe tichtvu hachikama leyiska ashiyava shtar liyadai." Gemara continues. Rav Chiya ba'Avin Amar Rav Huna, and Rav Chiya ba'Avin brings from Rav Huna that shleisha shtar is saying. As Rashbam on Daf Kuf Nun Amar Beis states, Rav Chiya ba'Avin is coming to teach us shleisha yoni shtar is saying that there are three categories of shtaris. B'loy bolach like el loisiv, and he's not coming to be choylik on Rav Bar Yitzchak in the name of Rav, but he's coming to be moisiv. What are these three categories of shtaris? Trei hodamarin. Two of them are the categories that Rav by Yitzchak in the name of Rav already mentioned. Idach, and the third category is im kadam meicha v'kasav es hashtar. If Reuven realizes that he doesn't have enough money and therefore he has to sell some of his assets, and he realizes that likely Shimon will be a good candidate to buy this asset, Knesset and potentially already speaking with each other and they're trying to make a deal. So Reuven decides, I'm going to go and make sure that I write up all the documents in order to make sure that at the time that Shimon comes to actually finish up the deal, I'll have the documents and Shimon won't be able to retract and will be able to get the deal done quicker. As Rashbam states, Mishit Tzarech L'mois V'Reitz L'mkem and Chasal L'Chaveri U'pam Shum Moitz Seifa V'Kleis V'Shtar Mechir K'dei Shem Mezuman L'tun L'Ekeach Kol Shor Shiyitz L'mkar. We continue on Daf Ein Zayin and Beis, and the Gemara is bothered that L'chir, how could you write a shtar if you're not going to actually use the shtar at that moment? If L'chir it's Mechzik HaShikra, but the Gemara states K'oishish HaShininu, and as we will learn in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Samach Zayin Omen Aleph K'ois and Shtar L'mecha Afal Pishein L'Kech Imai, that a Seifa and Edim can actually write a shtar for a seller even though the buyer is not there. And as Rashbam explains at the top of the Amid, the Ein Kan Hefsid L'Shum Adam El L'mecha Atzmai, that even if there will be any problem at all, the only one that potentially could lose is the seller, and the seller agreed to take on this risk. And what is the possible downside over here? That after Reuven has the shtar written that he sold his field to Shimon, that Reuven will lose the shtar, and the shtar already says that I sold this field to Shimon, and now Shimon will find the shtar and he'll come to Bezin and he'll claim that he bought the sada from Reuven. And if Reuven is not concerned about this, then we don't have to be chayish for Reuven's sake. And of course, this dinner of Chiyah Ba'oven said in Nir Rapuna is not a chiddush, as this is actually a Mishnah, as we mentioned, and Rav Chiyah Ba'oven continues and now brings the chiddush of Rav Huna. And Rav Chiyah Ba'oven teaches us, Kivin Shechzik Zeh B'Kaka Nik D'Shtar B'Chol Makam Shu. Once Reuven actually sells this Kaka to Shimon, and Shimon goes and makes a Kinyan Chazaka on the Kaka, and Reuven can claim that I don't want to give you the Shtar, Shimon would be claiming the document in any place that that document is, and even though he physically did not make any Kinyan on the Shtar, as Rashbam states, Shrei Daita Shemoichel Haktas Shtar L'Lekech, the Das of Reuven is to be Makna the Shtar to Shimon. And before we continue with the words of Rav Chiya Ba'oven, let's point out what the Gemara's Rai is against the Shita of Rav Ashi, as Rav Ashi previously stated that Oisis Milinu, Umilu B'Milu Loi Miknun, as Rashbam states in the third line of Diba Maschel, B'Kesu B'Shtar V'Chazaka, the Kasal Daita Chashta, as right now the Gemara's Havmin is, that Shtar B'Milu Ba'alma Mikni, Shnesrat Samechel Haktas L'Lekech, that the way that Shimon is claiming the shtar, even though he actually did not make any physical kinyan on the shtar, is based on the fact that Reuven wanted to be makta to Shimon, and since Shimon's claiming the kaka, therefore automatically Shimon will be claiming the shtar, even though he actually didn't make any kinyan on the shtar. And as Rashbam states, va'avu pishle bar shtar liyadu lekech konle and koshkin leel the shtar b'shtar mikni, and therefore certainly in the case of Rav Ashi, where there's a shtar that's trying to be claiming another shtar, and there's actually some sort of a kinyan that's occurring, then certainly a shtar should be able to be claiming another shtar, the ilu hacha afilu b'mili greide konilei b'loi shtar, as over here the Gemara's Havmin is that the way that Shimon is being koinah, the shtar that Reuven previously wrote, was simply based on Reuven wanting to be makna the shtar to Shimon, therefore the kolshkein the mikni b'mili haksum mishtar. Fidu Rashbam, this is the Gemara's raya against the words of Rav Ashi. However, let us now see the words of Rav Chiya Ba'oven, as Rav Chiya Ba'oven continues in the name of Rav Huna, v'zu shishininu, and this is what we learned in the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin on Daf Chavav, that the that if Reuven is selling a piece of kaka to Shimon and he's also selling a piece of metaltlin to Shimon, then once Shimon is koinah the kaka, then automatically Shimon will be koinah the metaltlin. As Rashbam explained, in our case, since Shimon went and was koinah the kaka, then automatically he'll be koinah the shtar b'chol makim shehu, and he's not actually using any particular kinyan for the shtar, and therefore it's a raya against Rav Ashi. The Gemara answers, agav shiny, that the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, we're talking about a kinyan of agav, and in a chenami, if Shimon acquires kaka through kesef shtar and chazaka, then we look at it as if that actual kinyan was performed not only on the kaka based on exeris hakasev. We look at it as if the actual kinyan was performed on metaltlin as well. Teres mechadish to us that the kesef shtar and chazaka that used for kaka can work for metaltlin, and that could work for the shtar as well. And therefore, when Rav Chiya Ba'oven said in the name of Rav Huna that once Shimon is koined his kaka, he'll be koined the shtar b'chol makim shu, that's based on a Kenyan Agav, and it's not only based on Milu Ba'alma, and therefore we have no raya against Rav Ashi, as certainly Rav Ashi agrees to the concept of Agav. Rav Ashi just taught us that if Reuven wants to be Makna or Shtar Choyv to Shimon, since the actual Choyv isn't something physical, therefore by using another Shtar, that would not actually help, and would not help him acquire the Shtar Choyv, and the only way to be Koine Shtar Choyv is only through a physical action, and only through Mesira. And let us see how the Rashbam explains the concept of Agav. As Rashbam explains, explains in Dibur Maskel Nikna Shtar Shenichtav Kaidam Amchir Lizel Lekeach Bechol Makom Shu Shuri Daitish Shemeichel Lahakdus Hashtar Lekeach VeKonin LeLishtar Agav Kaka Kedin Kol Metalflin Hanim Karam Kaka Shenichtav Mecheskes Kaka Keilu Ove Meshicha BeMetalflin Lufayu, and as if Shimon performed the Meshicha on the Metalflin itself. And in Dibur Maskel BeKesef Shtar VeChazaka the Rashbam says BeKesef SheKibul Min HaKaka O SheHichzav Ba Niknin Gam Metalflin, and to Bitzar Bia as to the two different Rashbams, as in the first Rashbam, it's mashma that once you make a kinyan on karka, there's no real requirement to make another kinyan on metalflin. It's considered as if you made a meshicha on a metalflin. But in the second Rashbam, the Rashbam seems to be saying once you kinyan a karka with kesef or with chazaka, then the actual kesef or the kinyan chazaka works for metalflin as well. Finally, the Rashbam in Dibur Maskel made the koni shtar agav ara shiny the kivin shichus bekarka koni little shtar agav ara the mikroy nafkalam bekedushin, and this is based on exeris hakosev v'life hainu mili el meisa gadol hu k'meshichas hamam and atzmai ayin shom. And the meisa we just explained our Gemara based on the Rashbam, and the meisa something should be bothering everyone that the meisa was our havmina that we're not talking about a kinyan agav if this is exactly what Rav Chiya Bar Oven stated, and he brought down the din of the agav and lechira. It's certainly not a case of mili. 8 lines from the bottom of Taisis Dibur Maskel Niknashta b'chol makom shu. Taisis brings the pshat of Rashbam Rabbeinu Shmuel Mefarish to hashloi asak adaita kinyan agav b'sak adaita to koni b'mashin sratzloi. And Taisis asks v'kasha nim kain I mayis tuch lameima, and why would Rav Chiya Bar Oven have to mention that kivin shichas gzeb b'kaka niknashta b'chol makom shu if in the habmi of the Gemara the actual kinyan of the shtar is not based on a kinyan karka at all, and as Taisis states kivin shein a koin al yedekach. And Taisis explains v'yesh loyma the sakli daitef lin sratzloi achi achzik, that when Reuven says that you should be koin to this piece of karka, he didn't mean to say that you'll be koin to the karka and through that you'll be koin to the shtar, but he meant to say that the only way that I'm allowing you to be koin to the shtar with mili is only on condition and only once you're koin to the karka. And we call mokka mili ninu kivin the koni al yedei mashin sratzo ayin shom. And the Gemara continues to show why agav is different. And as we know that if someone wants to be koin to coins from his friend, then certainly can't be koin through chalipin and through a kinyan suda. The agav ara nikne, if she would be koin a piece of karka from Reuven and would use a kinyan chalipin, then based on a kinyan agav, he could be koin the matbeyos b'chol makim shehein. And therefore we see that the kinyan of agav works very differently than a standard kinyan, and the reason why you'd be koin the shtar is not based on mili but based on a kinyan agav. Gemara continues, ki hadra papa havalei trese alfazuze bechuzai, that there was a story that Rabbi Papa had 12,000 zuz that he gave as a pekodin to Shimon in an area called Chuzai. Akninu nalil Rav Shmuel ba'acha agav asifat beisai, and the Rabbi Papa wanted to get his $12,000 back, and Rav Shmuel ba'acha was traveling to this area of Bechuzai. Rav Papa understood that if he just sent Rav Shmuel ba'acha as a shliach, and Shimon would not want to deliver the $12,000 to Rav Shmuel ba'acha, Shimon would feel that he would still have a chrayus on this money until Rav Papa actually receives the money. L'maisa, since the money wasn't physically in Rav Papa's rishus, so there was no way that Rav Papa could actually be makna the actual money to Rav Shmuel ba'acha, as the only way to be koin mitaflin is only through hagbah or meshicha or mesira. Therefore, Rav Papa came up with etza, and he actually was makna his threshold of his house to Rav Shmuel ba'acha. And once Rav Shmuel ba'acha was koin his threshold either through kesef shtar or chazaka, then automatically based on the din of agav, so Rav Shmuel ba'acha was also koin the 12,000 zuz. And now when Rav Shmuel ba'acha went to collect the money from Shimon, so Rav Shmuel ba'acha was able to collect the money from Shimon, as Shimon did not have to worry that maybe an oinus will occur while Rav Shmuel ba'acha was traveling back to Rav Papa, as even if it would occur, l'maisa the money belonged to Rav Shmuel ba'acha, and therefore Shimon made a proper shava, and therefore Shimon would not be responsible any longer. L'maisa this plan worked, and ki asa, and when Rav Shmuel ba'acha was coming back with Rav Papa's money, nafag la'pei atavach, so Rav Papa was so happy that he was getting back his money, so he went to greet Rav Shmuel ba'acha, and he met him in Tavach, and it's brought down that the area of Tavach was half of the way to the area of Bechuzai. Rashbam points out, Lashmin Asa, the Meshum Kinyin Zeh, Masu Loyamais, and it's because of this Kinyin that Shimon gave the money to Rav Shmuel ba'acha, the Kivin Nafag La'Pei, as since Rav Papa went to greet him, Shimon the Heavy Mois, so it must have been that Rav Papa received some message that Rav Shmuel ba'acha actually received his money, and therefore he was going to greet him. And keep in mind, although we explained that Rav Shmuel ba'acha was actually coining this money, however, the Rashbam actually says that it was based on Hashah and not necessarily the Rav Shmuel ba'acha actually owned this money. And Rashbam states that the reason why he went to meet him was because he was happy to get his money back. However, Ayin the Shita Megubetzes, who brings down that the reason reason why he went to greet him is Kehechet Lele Gemurah Tanase B'masa L'achzuka B'ul Nafshe, that the Maista, they learn that Rav Shmuel Ba'acha actually acquired the money, and therefore Shmuel Papa was concerned that maybe Rav Shmuel Ba'acha would actually tell her that he has a right to this money, and therefore he went to actually cut him off and make sure he gets his money prior to Rav Shmuel Ba'acha coming to town and having people tell him that he should go and claim that he is actually the proper owner of this money. However, this idea seems a bit far-fetched, or Shmuel Ba'acha would actually lie and would actually not realize that certainly he didn't have a right to this money. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel and Bava Metzia and Daf Mem Zayin, where Rabbeinu Chananel states, Kehechet L'Chazir B'Sifa D'Beisei Hu D'Nafik L'Pei, when Rav Papa actually was makna the money to Shmuel Ba'acha, that he actually did this through a Kinyan Agav of Kaka, and he actually was makna him his threshold, and therefore at this point, Rav Shmuel Ba'acha was actually the real owner of his threshold, and therefore Rav Papa went to greet him in order to be koina his threshold back from Rav Shmuel Ba'acha. And also, let us keep in mind that we learned that the story was that Rav Papa actually gave $12,000 to Shimon as a pekadon. Some Rishonim in our Gemara have a different girsa, and certainly in the Gemara Masechet Baba Kama Daf Kuf Dalid, the Gemara has a different girsa that Rav Papa was masik bei treisa alfi zuzei, that Rav Papa actually lent 12,000 zuz to Shimon, and it wasn't a pekadon, but it was an actual loan, and Rav Papa wanted to collect the money that he gave to Shimon as a loan. And I in the Baran places that certainly B'negei Alva, there would be a different din than B'negei Pekadin, as B'negei Alva, we know even through a king of Agav, it wouldn't necessarily be so simple for a papa to actually be making this money to a Shmuel Ba'acha. And I in the Baran places who discusses this in detail, and on the last two lines of Taisis he states, V'im Rabbeinu Tam, that HaKadosh Chacham Hi L'in Nasha, Sheyuchel Lashi Shliach, Afilu Ba'ashos Milva, Afagav, De'in Yochel HaKnesa, Ayin Sham. And finally, before we end the sugya, let's point out that in Taisis on Daf Ayin Vama Beis, Diba Maschel Omra Papa Hai Mad Demaz Ben Shtara, Taisis brings a shayla if the din of selling shtaris is a din deraisa, or if it only works on the Rabban Dika level, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Havaloi Mocha Loi Savodim V'loi Samatzufim V'loi Santiki, that if Reuven sells a ship to Shimon and he doesn't specify what's included, and he doesn't include those servants, and even if these servants are generally used for the ship, they're still not included. He also doesn't include the leather sacks that we use in order to transport merchandise from the ship to dry land. And certainly, Reuven doesn't include any merchandise that is on the ship. And as we already mentioned from Taisis and Daf Ayin Gimel Med Aleph, that Taisis explains that in Chinami, the din of Aleis Antiki is not a Chiddush. And ultimately, the Chiddush in the Mishnah, when it talks about merchandise, is based on the Sefer of the Mishnah. As the Mishnah continued, V'zman she'amaloi hi v'chol mashu b'techa, hari kul mechurin, and the Chiddush in the Mishnah is that certainly that Bodim, as well as the leather sacks, would be included. The Chiddush is that even the merchandise would be included in the sale. And our Gemara is, my Antiki, what is the definition of Antiki? And Amar Papa Iskid Bagava, we're talking about the merchandise that's on the ship, as we already explained. And let us continue with the new Mishnah. And the previous Mishnah started speaking about someone that sold Metalvlin, and we spoke about a Mechaz Sfina, and what is included when someone sells a Sfina Stama. And our Mishnah continues, Mechaz HaKaren Loi Mechaz HaPrades, and if Reuven sells to Shimon his wagon, and he doesn't say what's included in the wagon, Reuven's mules are not included in the sale. And even though Reuven has specific mules that are the ones that generally pull this wagon, and as Rashbam points out, and we're talking about a scenario where the mules are not hitched to the wagon, as if the mules would be hitched to the wagon, then the Gemara will tell us that they would actually be sold together with the wagon. Our Mishnah, as well as the following Mishnayis, will discuss other cases, and Rashbam points out, and therefore in each case in the Mishnah will bring item A that is generally used with item B, and the Chiddush in the Mishnah will be that even though it's generally used together, it's still not included. And the Rashbam brought three examples, and Rabbeinu Geshem brings four, Derech Prodis, Limshech Kronis, V'derech Shvarim Lachresh, V'derech Hamal Masoi, V'derech Sus L'Rechiva. The Mishnah continues with the reverse case, Mochsa Prodis, Loi Mochsa Karin, and if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you my mules, then although these mules generally pull Reuven's wagon, but Reuven did not mean and did not intend to sell Shimon his wagon. And the Mishnah continues with another case, Mochsa Tzemed, Loi Mochsa Boko, Mochsa Boko, Loi Mochsa Tzemed, that if Reuven sells the yoke and its utensils that hold together two different oxen when they're plowing, then he doesn't sell the oxen, and even though these oxen are generally used with this yoke. And the opposite is also true, that if Reuven sells the oxen to Shimon, then even though the tzemed is generally used with these bakar, then that tzemed and the yoke is not included. And the Mishnah continues that although everyone agrees to these halachas, however, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to look at the actual amount that was paid, and then you'll be able to see what was included and what wasn't included. and ketzad, and was an example. And if Shimon says to Reuven, I want to buy your yoke for $200, and they agree on the price, then everyone knows that a yoke is not sold for $200, and it's definitely much cheaper than that, and therefore certainly Shimon must have meant I want to include the bucker together with the tzemed. And if Rabbi Yehuda, if Reuven agrees to the deal, then not only did Reuven agree to sell the yoke to Shimon, but Reuven must have also agreed to sell the bucker to Shimon as well. As Rashbam explains, Rabbi Yehuda, zimnin macha, zimnin loy macha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would come out that at times that you do sell everything together, and at times you do not sell everything together. However, the Mishnah ends off, the Chacham argue on Rabbi Yehuda, they hold that when the Mishnah says that you do not sell these items together, that ein adam raya, and therefore it's never sold together. And as Rashbam points out, as ein adam raya, and of course Rashbam is bothered, that how could it be that Shimon would pay so much money for a yoke? And Zok Rashbam, and it must be that when Shimon agreed to such a high price, he wanted to give matana to Reuven. Inami l'hevin mekachtois k'nemri b'gemara wa'inach inami, that Shimon k'tayna, that's a mekachtois, as I was cheated and I paid too much. Then Reuven would have to return the $200 that he received from Shimon, and Shimon would have to return the yoke to Reuven. We begin the gemara, and our Mishnah stated mochsa karin le mochsa prodeis, mochsa prodeis le mochsa karin. However, Tani Rav Tachlipa b'marava kamed Ravo, Rav Tachlipa b'marava learned to follow in Brisa in front of Ravo, and the Brisa states mochsa karin, mochsa prodeis. Then if Reuven sells a wagon to Shimon, then he does sell the mules, and they're included. And Ravo is Rav Tachlipa b'marava v'anan le mochatnan. That how can you see there's a Brisa that states mochsa karin, mochsa prodeis? If our Mishnah specifically stated that if Reuven sells a karin and he sells a wagon stoma, then he doesn't sell the mules. The Gemara tells us omalei, so Rav Tachlipa b'marava says back to Ravo, Ismay, should I get rid of this brisa, and should I delete this brisa? And are you telling me that this brisa is not a proper brisa? And as we know, that not every brisa that we have was a genuine brisa. And the Gemara tells us, Amalei loy, that Rav Avo said to Rav Tachlif b'Amarava, that you should not delete this brisa as the Tagim Masnisech Ba'adukim Boy, and you should explain your brisa that you're talking about a specific case where at the time of the sale, the mules were actually hitched to the wagon, and therefore, if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you this wagon, then in that case, he includes the mules. In our Mishnah, when we stated Mochsa Karin Le Mochsa Prades, that's talking about a case where at the time of the sale, Reuven's mules were not attached to the wagon, and therefore, when Reuven said, I'm selling you the wagon, so he only included the wagon, and he did not include the mules. Let's keep in mind that although the Gemara just made a chilul between Adukim Boy and Ein Adukim Boy, however, this seems to be only a din b'digayim Mochsa Karin Le Mochsa Prades. However, as Rashbam states, four lines from where it gets wide, in the next case of the Mishnah, Mochsa Tzemed Le Mochsa Baka, or Mochsa Baka Le Mochsa Tzemed, that din would even apply even with Adukim Boy, even if at the time that Reuven was selling the yoke to Shimon, oxen were attached to the yoke, and even so, the oxen would not be included. And the Rashbam states, and we don't make this chiluk between Aduk and In Aduk like we made Bidagea Karnal Prades, and as the Gemara will state on Daf Ayin Chasam Beis, Masnisim Mili Milik Tani, that every din in our Mishnah is a separate din, and it's based on the way that people actually speak, and based on the relationship between these two items. And although a wagon and its mules are considered as one item when they're attached together, however, not necessarily is a yoke and its oxen considered to be one item. Some Rishonim point out that when the actual mules are attached to the wagon, then when someone speaks about the wagon, they're not speaking about the wagon itself, and they're speaking about the entire wagon together with the mules. And l'chari, if that's a svara, then just like Rashbam stated, that we wouldn't necessarily apply the svara of Adukim Boy to the next case of the Mishnah of Machza Tzemed le Machza Baka or Machza Baka le Machza Tzemed, then l'chari, even in a case where Reuven sold mules to Shimon, and at the time that he was selling the mules, they were attached to a wagon, then maybe in that case, the wagon would not be included. When Maisa Reuven specifically said, I'm selling mules, and wagons are not necessarily included when someone uses the term produce, and even if they're attached to the produce at that time. The Rashba brings down the Ravid, the Chol Shadukim Boy Harehin Lekorin Ketanavi Kurayin Lebayis Umachtesh Shakavua, and therefore it's considered as one item, V'yesh Mishapirish, the time of the Hacha, Mishum Da Adam Medim, and some explain that the reasoning is based on Dam Medim, and the only way that we would actually say that's included is only based on the fact that the value of the item that was paid is also media and also shows that it must be included. It's based on both of these svaras, the Kivin Dadukim Boy, Vidam Miserim Heim Boydiyim, Sha'afa Prades Bechlal, Varisha Nirali Ika, Ayin Sham, but Ayin Ramban, who actually says that we require this concept of Dhamma Medin, and therefore Rashbam also states the Karm Vitzema, Din and Shava, that we would not be Mechalik as Rashbam did between a wagon and between a yoke, Ayin Sham. Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, Machas Atzema, Le Machas Abaka V'chulu, and really the main point of the Gemara is based on the continuation of the Mishnah, where we saw there was a Machalik is between Rabbi Yehuda and Nechamim, Rabbi Yehuda Amma, Dhamma Medin, and Ketzad, Amma Le Mechali Tzimlecha V'Masayim Zuz, Hadavi Duh, Shein Atzema V'Masayim Zuz, V'Cham Oimim Ein Adam Raya. The Gemara begins and asks, Hechi Dami, what case are we referring to where there will be machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim? And the Gemara explains, if we're referring to a city where everyone calls a yoke a yoke, everyone calls oxen oxen, pshita tzimda zavle, bakalai zavle, and even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the Dhamma would not be a raya, and we would not say Hadam Maidian, as since Reuven said to Shimon that I'm selling you a yoke, then certainly he meant to only sell him a yoke, and he didn't mean to include the oxen. For example, if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you a pen, and certainly even though Reuven said to Shimon, I'm going to sell you the pen for $100, he didn't mean to include any other item which is worth $100, as certainly there is no connection between these items, and when he said, I'm selling you a pen, so he didn't mention anything about any other item, and certainly Reuven only meant to sell this pen, and potentially there would be a problem of Mechach Tais, and potential issue of Vayna, but it doesn't mean that Shimon would just acquire something that wasn't spoken about, and something that clearly Reuven did not mean to include in the sale. As Rashbam states, that when Reuven said to Shimon, I'm selling you a yoke, certainly the oxen are not included in that Lashon, the name of Lashon Shaloi Kachu, and Shimon Kintaina, that this is really what we meant, Shekar Gam L'Baka Tzemed, as I call Baka a yoke, V'afilu B'shadukim B'inami Loikani, and as we explained, that according to this, you wouldn't even be Koina, even if they were attached together. And the Gemara continues, V'elda Karli Nami L'Baka Tzimda, and if we're talking about a city where the people in the city call the oxen the yoke as well, and certainly even Rabbanan should agree to Rabbi Yehuda that Dhamma would be a raya, and as Rashbam states, Havadai Kivin the Kuli Alma Karim Gam L'Baka Tzemed, the Gamma Dhamma Medin, that since we have both factors in play, that number one, people call oxen a yoke, and also the Dhamma is Medin, then Alea the Meicha Rami L'Gluya, the Lei Baka Kamazbin Ela Oil Havadai, therefore it will be on the Meicha to actually prove they didn't sell the oxen, or would like Pirish, and by the fact that he didn't explicitly state that he's not selling the oxen, Amrina Shemach HaKol, therefore clearly the Meicha sold everything, and as the Gemara states, Kulei Zavinle, and the Gemara answers, Lei Tzricha, that the Machlek is between Rabbi Huda and Rabbanon, is specifically in the case, Ba'asra de Karli, Letzimda Tzimda, Lebaka Baka, that is an area where many people call yoke a yoke, and they don't refer to the oxen as a yoke, and when referring to oxen, then they say Baka, and they don't include the yoke, Ve'ikadami de Karli, Baka Tzimda, however, there are those in the city, when they use the term yoke, they also include the oxen in that term, and therefore, Behuda Sava Adam Medin, Rabbi Huda says that since the Dhamma is Medin, therefore the buyer's taina makes sense that I am from those people that when I say the term yoke, I meant to include the baka and I meant to buy the baka as well. However, Rabbanan Savri in a Dhamma Raya, the Rabbanan hold that just because there are some people that call a baka a tzimda, but the maisa we can't go based on Dhammim. As Rashbam states, Rabbanan Savri, keeping the yesh karin le baka baka over like karlein tzemed, that since there are many people in this town that call oxen oxen and they don't include in the term tzemed, and certainly we have to take into account that the seller is part of that group that call a baka baka and semed semed, and he didn't mean to sell the oxen, the yad lekech al tachtoino, and we have a cloud that yad lekech al tachtoino, the uki mimayna becheskes mori, v'lo yamina dam medin. Rashbam continues, ava hecha de chol b'nei yeir, koyin le baka tzemed, kiva de pshitel on the high gavra rog, liquiz gam le baka tzemed, v'gam dam harbi yesh, kula zovenle, then certainly the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Yehuda in that case, that Dhamma Medin lay, and the Gemara continues and asks Lefida Rabbanon V'yeh Adam Raya, and if you can tell me the Lefida Chachamim that we don't look at the value, and as we previously explained that even though Shimon paid $200 for a yoke and a yoke generally sells for $20, and even though there are many people in this town that use the term yoke when referring to Bakar as well, and it's still not included in the sale, and Shimon only has a right to yoke, and if so for the Gemara Lehavi Bitul Mekach, then Lechera it's definitely more than the Shir Vayna, as since it's more than a sixth of the standard price, then definitely the din should be that this bitul mekach. If so, it should be a mekach tois, and Shimon shouldn't even acquire the yoke either, and he should be able to tell Reuven that I don't want a yoke, and I want my money back. You continue on daf ayin chesed ben aleph, v'chitema bitul mekach rabbanon leslu, and if you're going to tell me that rabbanon hold that in a chenami you pay more than a shtus, but there is no din of bitul mekach b'negei oinah, according to rabbanon, and even though the Torah tells us that there's a concept of oinah, but oinah just just tells us that you can't charge more than the proper amount. And if you do so, then certainly the seller has to return the money. The sale is not void. Therefore, in our scenario, although Shimon would be entitled to get his money back, but lemaisa, he would not be able to be mevatel lemekach, and the transaction would not be void. The Gemara states that you can't tell me that Rabbanan don't hold the concept of bitul mekach as veloi, as v'atznan. We learned in the Mishnah Maseches Bava Metzia, and the Mishnah begins at the bottom of Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah states elu dvarim she'in lehem anah, and the Tanakhama states ha'avodim v'ashtoris v'akakois v'hakdeishes. Nun Vav Amud Beis, Rabbi Yehuda states af hamecha sevitayir behemu magolis ein lehem anah, and amuloi nechachom responds Rabbi Yehuda loy amru alas elu, that the only time that we said the concept of anah doesn't apply is only in regard to the items that we mentioned previously. This din was only stated regarding avodim shtoris kakois v'hakdeishes, since this exeris hakasev only regarding those items. However, b'negei all other items, the din of einah and bitul mekach apply, and if you sell an item for more than a shtus, then the din of bitul mekach applies. And therefore, how could the chacham and our mishnah state that in hadam raya, and it's mashma that the mekach would be valid, if l'chayr the mekach should be void? The Gemara now brings two explanations as to what the Rabbanan mean in our mishnah. Number one, my in dam raya namin itani davi bitul mekach, then when the Rabbanan stated that in dam raya, so therefore they hold that when someone sells a yoke, they don't sell the oxen, and therefore ultimately Shimon paid way too much for this item, and since Shimon was cheated by more than a shtus, therefore bitul mekach would apply, and the actual sale would be void, and Reuven would have to return the money back to Shimon, and Shimon would return the yoke back to Reuven. The Gemara continues, or I could explain, kiyam rabbanon no bitul mekach b'chdei shadas toya, that when the rabbanon state that the din of no and the din of bitul mekach, that is only where a person could make a mistake and really think that he was buying it for the proper price. And certainly in a case where someone was cheated either exactly by a six or by a little more than a six, and certainly the dinam of einah and the dinam of bitul mekach would apply. But in our case where Shimon bought a yoke for a price which is so exorbitant, and certainly he knew that he wasn't paying the right price for the yoke, and he knew that he was paying a lot more than the yoke's value, then certainly the sale would not be void, and Shimon could not claim that I was defrauded, and therefore it's a mekach tais. And Emor Matana Yovle, and we say that it must be that Shimon understood that he's paying more money and he wanted to give more money to Reuven as a Matana. On the third of the wide lines of the Rashbam states, Mistavra Keteretz Achrin, and it's more Mistavra like this last Teretz, the Kama Shinui Dechikuhu, and the first Teretz is a Shinui Dechikuhu, and it's more of a Doichik. I am the Rashbam in the Mishnah, Diva Masal in Adam Raya, that he brings the second Teretz to the Gemara first. He states, El Matana Bikish Litle Hamesa, Inami, then he brings the first Teretz to Havi Mekach Tais, and that is because Rashbam feels that the first teretz of Gemara is a deichik and the second teretz is the ikka teretz. And let's keep in mind that we learned this Gemara like the first pshat of Rashbam that he brought from his Rabbeim, and he stated kach pirshu rabbeinu, and then Rashbam states v'loy nehira, and Rashbam has a different pshat in our Gemara ayin sham, and we will stop over here.